This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
It's coming back.
Okay, God.
Yeah.
Took me a while. It is coming back.
Official season two. I don't know if I have the date, but it's coming back. It's one of the things Cena's going to wrap up before he starts his big tour.
It's so so weird, all the availability of television and watching whatever you want when you want to and stuff. Like, no. It's such a it's everybody. I don't like mainstream to a point, but to a point I do, because there's, I'll give you a great example. The other day, my daughter says, I just started season two or season three of Lost. I'm like, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just the cycles, like we were talking about a moment ago, they come and go, like they just all like, I gotta watch it, I gotta binge watch it, and I gotta, and then when once it's over, it's like, okay, filed away, on to the next one. But yep. It can go on forever now. It's so, but it also limits the way you talk. Like when you,
yeah,
just the old days when there was, and it's such an old person thing to say, but when there was just four options of what you could have watched, it kept the conversations a little more concise.
Golden age of television, one of them at least.
But then comparatively though, it was the golden age because it made it easier to watch and there was not so many options.
Yeah, it was, maybe it was like in general easier to have conversations with people because you had, you know, everybody had common talking points.
Yeah.
Now people talk about shows I've never even heard of.
I know. And you feel like, gosh, I don't have my ear to the ground like I used to. But there, it'd be impossible to. Like, if you know who all the big celebrities are now or all the TV shows or all that crap, like, you're not, like, living life, really.
Right.
You're, no. Like, living the life to be the FOMO person or the trendy person, but you obviously wouldn't have enough time in the day to watch all that stuff to really know it.
And I never watch reality TV, ever.
But by God, I used to.
I know, my husband used to watch, you know, the Gold Show and then Ice Road Truckers and all kinds of stuff like that. And I don't know.
Those shows have a purpose. Like, I can watch some of them. If you just want a quick throwaway, just like, boom, drama, whatever, then it's done.
Yeah,
there's nothing to invest yourself with or follow. Some of that stuff, you know, right now is just like the attention to detail back then was great.
Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper and.
Well, now you may have a show where, you know, oh, this guy's
Pound Sisters or whatever that was.
The Pound Sisters. What channel is that on?
Hell?
Well, Thousand Pound Sisters.
Oh,
Two Ton Tessie. I don't know.
Now you might have a show where a guy's like, he's a cop and he has to chase down a terrorist cell, but you know he's like 22 years old, and I'm like, come on. Really? Everybody's a kid.
Housewives of everything.
It's just easier to invest in what you already know, which is why I'm excited at what's coming out today.
The familiarity of it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. What is it? Let me think. If is it something I would maybe guess?
Yeah.
So is crime murder related? Is that right on that? Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, something Menendez?
No.
You're very intrigued by that.
You're very close.
Thank God you both told me about that show, because if I had watched it,
that documentary is, it's graphic.
Like when Fat Boy says something's graphic, like, watch out.
I mean, it wasn't disclosed in court, everything with OJ's trial and everything with the Menendez. And when it all comes out, now you're just like, why didn't they tell us about that?
It's the worst thing that happened to the Menendez brothers, these wildfires. Yeah. Because everybody looting the buyers is going to take precedence over their case, because, you know, they got to get prosecuted.
And their cousin is still trying to hope that they'll, you know, they'll.
But, you know, like, you stick with what you know.
Release them.
Charles Manson.
Nope, but it is about murder.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
If I give you the name of the show, I wonder if that'd give it away or if that'd give a hint.
Do it. Probably not.
It's a four-parter. It's called American Manhunt. It's on Netflix today. And it's a case. This case is re-examined with fresh eyes. See? That's what they got to do. They tell you the fresh eyes angle.
JFK.
Nope.
The one on the Zodiac Killer was really interesting, I thought.
Think of the biggest murder trial of your lifetime.
OJ.
Yeah.
Another one?
Another OJ doc.
Yeah, but what?
What are they gonna present though that hasn't already?
My grandpa taped the freaking, I swear to God, 30 plus VHS tapes.
9 months
long
trial.
Yeah, he kept.
I think you're honest about that, because I remember the day when the verdict was read and everybody was watching that on TV.
Yeah, but what kind of? It's like these wrestlers that do these podcasts and stuff where they had like maybe a 5 to 7 year career.
Oh God,
but yet their podcast has already lasted longer than that. Like
hell.
You telling the same stories in just different ways, I think. But what new thing? God, this sounds like a damn commercial. I don't like it. It sounds like, wait a minute, a new OJ one? But what's on this one that we wouldn't have seen before? And what, don't say.
That's what's, like, I don't
prove
know.
Prove a point, don't say what streamer it's on.
Like, I don't know.
I don't want that to sound like.
I don't know what, you know, what it's going to go into.
But what's the allure out there?
I hope what it goes into.
But it would have, any of those things would have already, if there's. If something big, a big reveal is made in this, charges would already go out about the people. That's what I always told myself watching these reality shows. I'm like, you know, so-and-so might get arrested in this one. Well, this was probably filmed 6 months ago. If he got arrested, I would have heard about it in the news. So I'm not going to watch this bullcrap. Johnny's not going to get arrested.
You would think so, but when you go back and watch the JonBenet one they just did, which is really good, the latest one.
Oh, my gosh. What is that lore? Is so sad, because the mom's
not
dead.
Because the cops botched it completely, and they still botch it till this day.
But what's the... I guess I watch TV for different reasons. I don't watch to... Like, there's not any kind of good feeling that's going to come from that.
After they destroyed the parents' lives by, you know, because they automatically lawyered up.
I don't know if these shows remind you of a time and a place, or if it's just interest.
Were you really into the OJ stuff in the moment? Like,
yeah,
like
because
my grandpa?
Because, you know, I knew him from the commentary side of football.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a shock. And then, look, it was that thing, too, to where we talked about it dominating network TV and there was really no other options. So you're spending the summer watching it and seeing all this stuff unfold. And being a kid, too, like, you don't really know this exists in the world. Like, you know, you're not really exposed to murder, per se, and kind of what people can do or what they're capable of.
Do you, Radio's Fat Boy, have a theory about, after consuming all this stuff, do you have some kind of new theory?
Not new theory.
Do you have a book coming out called If You Did It?
No. Which I read, by the way. And I might still
of
have.
Of course you did.
Like, it's just one of those cases that, for me, is always going to have interest. I'm always going to look at whatever spin they put on it. Even though OJ is gone, he never would have said that he did it or was involved. But now that you know, there's definitely no possibility of that ever happening because he's dead.
Yeah.
kind of makes you wonder, like, okay, what are the new spins?
And if even if there was some kind of recording that came out, everybody would be like, SAI, that ain't real.
And who's That's collecting the money on this?
Like, we don't believe anything anymore.
That's what, well, you got all this information that is going to come out, and, you know, with this stuff with Trump where he's getting all this previously redacted information made public and stuff.
Do we want to know all that, though? I mean, honestly.
Hell yeah, I do. Okay. But at the same time, any kind of documentation now can be refuted because of AI. Yeah. And that's where I feel like it was kind of thrown at us so fast, is to so everyone could always go back on.
Was the JFK document release over 5 million pages? Is that right?
Yeah, but
God almighty.
There's a, again, there's a website you can go to, and you can put the URL in for that PDF or whatever it is, and it'll concise it down and tell you the highlights of it.
A better WikiLeaks, but not WikiLeaks.
But not WikiLeaks, no. it's But then again, man. I mean, like, that text. If you find out these things, what are you going to do about it? I guess the same thing Fatboy's going to do after you watch this, the OJ thing. It's like, it's just
the wheels just keep turning. You think of new theories, and it's just... It's just a combination of things, where everybody was, you know, in that time in America, and the fact that it still has legs. And there are people that couldn't talk then that could talk now.
There's another witness that says something that should have been said, what, how many years ago?
Yeah, like, just you never know what's going to turn up.
Is this a weird thing to say? So I saw this yesterday, and I was like, totally judge me. I'm being very transparent and authentic with you right now. You in the room, you in the audience. I read yesterday that Pee Wee Herman died. I already knew that,
yeah.
But he died. And they said that in death or on his deathbed, or you can correct me on this, but he came out of the closet. He was gay. And my first thought was, no crap.
Yeah, I thought he did already.
Yeah, there was a documentary that was already published.
So what was the big to-do then about that? That he never publicly did it because it would have ruined his...
Did he not? Because I swore he did.
I thought so, too. Yeah. Like, is this a Mandela effect? Or is it just the assumption of, like if you found out, by the way, Uncle Arthur from Bewitched was gay, you'd be like, what?
Like, dude, there's no effect to that now. If anything, it's a positive, not a negative.
But is it because of what Pee-wee's show was and everything? Like, you know.
Oh, with the children.
God. Yeah.
You know how many gay people are going to buy chairs with mouths on them now to support them?
Watch out, Melissa and Adam and Eve.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah. It's a fun little thing. You probably already know this, that I just saw, that you were talking about the Fat Boy, the AI from China, but it doesn't tell the Chinese citizens about the true stuff about their government.
No, they control it.
So,
damn China.
I don't know if it's, I haven't looked yet, but Google Maps will start showing the Gulf of America on their Google Maps because of Trump's,
what?
Not a mandate, just like more of a mission to like, hey, why did we give it to them?
That's very surprising to me.
But only on American users, though. So it goes back to, it's kind of the same in a sense. Like they're kowtowing, whatever word you want to say, to a particular government to source the information through a filter. So it's not like world information. It's information within your country still.
Like Google strikes me as a very
government wing, like a wing of the government, like a branch of the government. Yes,
I was going to say like a loose kind of quasi leftist, you know, progressive type company. That I'm kind of surprised went along with it. I'm actually surprised it's taken the life it has. The whole Gulf of America thing.
It's something like you just no one. I never thought about it. Like in. You know, it's just, to me, it's just kind of a cute little thing. You know, like, yeah. Oh, that's cute.
It's like you seriously don't really want it to happen because you don't want that precedent set. What if they want to change the name of South Carolina?
The Gulf of South Carolina? the name of our state?
Yeah, like if it's easy to change the Gulf of Mexico. Then
wasn't there a politician years ago that was saying that we should combine South and North Carolina and just be
Carolinas?
The Carolinas.
Yeah.
That was a real thing for a while.
What if they wanted to change the name of Greenville to Bitchville? Like,
well, the real name is like, I remember as a kid hearing the
Seaville
reason. Hey, why is it Greenville? Well, it was named after this settler that came there. His last name was Green. And then people say, no, the Indians named it that for all the forest. And then it's like, no, there's actually some land baron that came and took all the land. And then his last name was. And it's like, no one agrees why it's called Greenville.
I hope
you
don't
have
get changed.
The statues that are around. Oh, we have to tear it down because he wasn't a good person.
Yes. Spartanburg, I mean, because of people from Michigan moving down or Vikings.
What if history gets rewritten? And the name changes anyway because they're like, oh, did you not hear about Greenville? It was named after a General John Greenville, who's the most racist person that ever lived, and he hated everybody.
And that building after that man.
What are they going to call Clemson then?
Clem.
You don't want all this stuff to change.
Clem University.
I don't like, you know, where this is going.
I mean, they're going to start changing it. Like, but we've seen it already in our lifetimes. Like, you know, the country of Turkey. It's not Turkey anymore, right? It's like Turkey.
Oh,
they put it.
They changed it to chicken.
Different now.
So one of those over there changed. It's like Burma's not Burma. That changed to Myanmar.
Oh my!
There are a couple others that changed.
Sounds like a new show on TLC tonight on Myanmar.
So are you not a Burmese python anymore? Are you a Myanmar python?
Well, you know,
so they, hard to say.
Like. The rugs are still Oriental rugs, but not toward the Orient, right? I mean, like, that's not...
Why are they called that?
It's just...
That sounds awful.
I don't know. I remember when the little... I can't remember the age I was, because it wasn't during Desert Storm and stuff, but I just remember hearing someone talk about they saw an Afghan... And I thought they were talking about a blanket my grandma crocheted.
Of course.
It's got holes all in it.
But they were talking about somebody from Afghanistan. But did that come from Afghanis, like making those, and they passed it on to the southern women, and they crocheted? I mean.
It's got to be.
I don't know.
It changes. And then there's just got to be some kind of precedent where it's like, okay, it was going to change. But I was going to say, like, Google users in Mexico still see Gulf of Mexico. So
what if it's called the Gulf?
Just I wonder the what they're going to do about now, what was the, this is a history lesson. Why did Obama change Mount McKinley? Like, what was the reason? Do you know?
I don't know off the
that
top of
that was the
my
other
head.
Thing about somebody changing whatever it's... I don't even know what they changed it to or what it was called. It was Alaska.
Oh, it went back to McKinley. Yeah, what was it before?
Denali before. Or it still is Denali.
Why did they
like
change
the damn
it in
Cadillac
in the first place?
Well, Obama, that was one of the things Obama did besides go and kiss the ass of every president in every other country and apologize on his tour. It was an apology tour, big puss. That was the worst thing ever. That's really where I hated his guts. When all these men and women had died, and you're going to go over there and on an apology tour, you pussy. That was strong.
I know. Okay. Like, what about when he took care of Iran?
I remember when I heard that, I was like, God.
You killed bin Laden?
Yeah, man. Like, you're going to just go apologize for all these men and women who died, you jerk.
It said it was restored the
that
mountain.
That aggravates me.
Restored the mountain's name there's some for the Alaskan natives.
Well,
it's a sacred
sense.
Landmark to them.
So bring it back to where the original.
Yeah, it was called
purpose.
That before Mount McKinley. I can't
say McKinley
these.
who bought it, like during the purchase.
It was McKinley in 1896, but before that it was the Denali. But these are words I don't know how to say, as far as the name of the people it was named after.
So it was the original natives then.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, okay, I mean, that if makes that's sense. The case, it's going to see that does set a weird precedent.
It says the name Mount McKinley was given to the peak by a prospector who wanted to honor then presidential candidate William McKinley.
Yeah, right.
Despite having no direct connection to Alaska.
Yeah, that's odd. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, so that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with
that. We don't know who McKinley is.
What's his like land? Like, who owns land and how do you own it?
I know he was assassinated, but.
Well,
let's
not mess with that because we don't want to have people annex land and give it back to the government.
Well, I mean, Greer's been doing that for years, right? To keep
don't even
that
start
way.
That.
Like, if you know.
Gallenberg, many others.
If you're a real estate company, how'd you get that land? Back in the day, you stuck a claim.
Planted a tree.
Yeah. Okay, well, do you still do that now?
No.
Everybody says eminent domain. That doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the city, the county.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's why, they can decide to widen a road and just take your front yard.
So California's having issues with land. What is eminent domain? Who owns what? That was the water issue. Why can't they divert the water?
But that's also was already a state where if someone went and lived in your house for like a week and you didn't know it, they could potentially be called the owner of the house or something.
The water
the squatting
thing,
rules out there were like Georgia has some dumb ones too.
It's because that's been going on for years. That's the whole battle between NoCal and Southern Cal because Northern California doesn't want to give up all their water to Whack Southern him. California because they need their water up there.
I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to give it to them either.
No.
Like, you're going to take
send
it all.
Send it all the way down. Is that how nature's going to... You're just going to send it down in aqueducts? And then what are we going to do?
I remember in movies when there would be, like, a car chase and they'd end up in the aqueducts in, like, California. It's like, what the hell are these things? Are these old skate parks?
No, that's how the water
like,
runs.
If you're San Francisco, you're like, we don't want to give you all our water.
No, they don't.
Because we got to wash the drugs and the bodily fluids off the streets
tonight. Absolutely. But,
this
you know,
is strange to say, but is there not a way where they can just make water? I'm being kind of half serious with that.
That would be rain dancing and that would happen.
They know the chemical structure.
You can't make water.
I mean, I don't know why they can't make it.
H2O, I mean.
How about the mother effing ocean? It's got tons of water in it. There's got to be a way you can filter out all the impurities and use it.
Yeah, but they would government contract that to some company, and it would end up costing more than it's worth.
But then you have some, you know, super feminist
if we can grow
environmentalist that
you
comes
can,
after you.
You can, I guess. I don't know.
If we can grow
we
a human ear on a pig.
A chemist.
If we can clone a damn sheep. 30-something plus years ago. Like, we can make water.
I saw human nuts on a horse's chin. We can grow that, but we can't figure out how to make
that
water.
That was Photoshopped, I thought.
It might have been.
But it did. I mean, it might have been real. Photoshopped.
Yes, it's all part of matter.
Yeah.
So
might have been somebody's gawk they were paying with on
that. Somebody just taking a shot straight down. Who knows? There's no telling what was going on in that.
And I can't.
Paige researched that one for you.
Yeah, I was like, who is making water? I mean, who is combining the oxygen and the, you know.
You need to make water.
Is. The earth and its whole system is doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can maybe do it in a lab somehow. I don't know.
We got to pee is what he's saying. Okay, but we're going to ask you what you're working on in the plex.
Well, if you had the chance to go on a first date ever on Valentine's Day, would you do it? Is it bad luck? Is it good luck? I mean, would you ever do that?
No, hell no.
I mean, this kind of what it's for, right?
No.
Valentine's?
No. You don't.
Just go out for the first time?
New romance?
My Tinder's been pinging, and I'm like, I know why. I know why.
Nudes?
No, because of like, Valentine's Day coming up. Nope.
Oh, we're not even. Well, I mean, we're at the end of the month, but we're not.
I open it back up on the 15th of February.
Somebody wants a gift and some dinner.
No, steak and BJ days in March.
Oh, heck yeah.
What?
Sorry.
Good morning, everybody.
Scotty. If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you, and we begin with this.
Somebody's mad at you for saying NoCal and not NorCal, Paige.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay, well, you know, if you know, it's either no or so. That's just where I grew up.
Oh, she's dropping that if you know, you know.
Is there a West or East Cal?
No.
Mm. Wow, it's like
it's the rivalry thing. It's the whole water thing, and people always ask me about that. Oh, you're from LA? No, I'm from Northern California. It's a difference. Mm. Not that I don't appreciate the people in Los Angeles.
NoCal.
We love SoCal. We love you people, but we're not going to give you everything that we have.
What about East LA? Do you like that?
There are parts of LA that I wish I didn't have to drive down.
That'd be one of them.
Yeah.
The roads that are on fire.
And I, when I went to, no, I feel bad for those people.
I want,
not the celebrities though, right?
No, we don't care about the celebrities.
You know, celebrities aren't as rich as you think they are these days.
I know Chris Pratt's hurting.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow. And you think, sell some more vagina candles.
You think about the people that run Hollywood. That's it's not candle. All the actors. It's the other people that aren't.
What do you mean other people?
Brazilianaires.
Brazilianaires?
You know what I'm saying.
The Portuguese speaking.
The people that
wealthy.
Are, you know, on staff.
Yeah.
Writers.
But they weren't living up there, right? Were they? Maybe Palisades is nicer than I'm thinking it, or not as, I don't know.
There's one, I don't know if it's Palisades, but there's one where it used to be very avant-garde, but now it kind of like, it's the newness wore off and people went to like Calabasas and all that, and then it just became like old nasty. It might have been what you were talking about earlier this morning.
Yeah. Well,
where a lot of the houses were like all mildewed up.
Not in the same.
Old rich people that didn't take care of it, you know what I mean?
But
like Nickeltown back in the days when you say avant-garde.
I can say, like, think of Greenville where you
have... That was on-guard.
We have these beautiful neighborhoods, then right around the corner is not so beautiful. That's kind of like California.
Right.
Like, Beverly Hills isn't as big as you think it is.
Oh, no.
Everything is so gentrified now, even locally. It's like, you know, they really do mesh as far as, like, literally 10 feet that way. It's a bad neighborhood again.
And... Very for example, so. I don't wish that kind of thing on anybody to lose their home.
I got a list of people I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I do not.
Mentally.
Okay. Yep. So let's go back to this on a lighter note. Love is in the air and...
That's a fart.
It's exciting and new.
It
and
is, welcome. Because Valentine's Day is just a couple weeks away, right? Just think about it.
Every time I go to 14, big box retailer, yeah,
how could you get away from it?
It's been that way since... Freaking Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah, that's true. They've been looking forward. They got the Ferrero Rochers out already and but the Whitman samplers.
I'm not causing stress with anybody because there's people that can't find love right now and doesn't matter because there's Galentine's Day. Hey.
Hey, there's what about a Palentine's
Day? You know what? You know, there's
my best
Stone
Cold page.
Hey, I'm in the same situation. I'm just a singleish. Well, you're probably... less single than I am.
What's you the probably, measuring stick
you,
on that?
You probably have dates, and I don't.
When's the last time you got laid?
8 years ago.
You win.
You didn't notice. Took a while to answer. Should have rattled it off.
I think she rattled it off pretty fast.
I think she saw one.
Not that I've seen them. I've come close to it, and then I decided not to because I had a lot of baggage. Out? Like if
you mean it almost got you in the eye?
Those are called testicles baggage.
I almost had sex with him, and then I decided, you know, it's not worth it because I don't want a relationship. You know, I don't know what I want. I just have to meet the right person because I don't want to get married again.
Did you just slap it away?
I know. Like, how close were you?
Because we were drunk.
Were you in the bed with the person?
Yes.
Y'all, you let him on? Damn it!
No, I didn't. He was all over me. Yeah. And I thought this. I said no. This isn't going to happen because we had some kind of thing before.
Is that after the company Christmas party?
No.
Do you imagine her mouth is like a Top Gun jet? It just goes straight for the and right before it hits the rocks, it just pulls away. Yeah. Like,
I got him to that point.
And she gets hit in the shoulder with a winner.
I don't think so.
It's like Indiana Jones movie where like the cave door is closing slowly, and you're trying to get through there.
She's got a guy named Short around yelling at her, telling her to get it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye bye. No, it just was not a good idea.
Okay.
But the fact that you got that close is...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a lot.
When someone starts saying, I've always loved you. No. Please don't obsess. Don't. I mean, we're not. That's not going to ever happen again. Oh,
if that sucker's pinging, man, I'd be looking at it and saying...
Pinging?
Look,
what does that mean? Is that like edging?
You said your Tinder was pinging.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just meant like...
You should go for it. Like, ding, ding.
But, yeah, but...
I know you're not on there for... that reason, but wouldn't one every once in a while kind of?
Man, I guess the answer is no. I don't know. That sounds like such an effeminate answer, but like it's just like, nah. Like some of them are pretty damn blatant on there. And I'm like, nah. So, I mean, it's just how I've matured as a person, man. Like 20 years ago, I'd be like, man, I can't come into work tomorrow because I got like four dates set up to get married. But I don't know. It's
different. bigger germaphobe than you are, and you're wondering.
It ain't got nothing to do with germaphobia.
Okay, I mean, mine is like, if you got it out there and you've had sex with how many women, do you think I want to put that with my mouth or my other body parts? I don't think so.
Gosh.
That's why I won't ever be honest with you about the sex number, because of that.
Yeah.
Well, too much rational. Yours.
Too much rationale.
Yeah. Like, stop lying, fat boy.
I mean, I know yours.
Embellish it a little bit.
I was like 10.
You were not 10. No,
I wasn't 10.
Oh, okay. I was like, you ain't no way.
Oh, my gosh.
My God.
You are an anomaly. You
this
are,
is your number, right? Right here?
Yep.
Okay.
That's, how in the world awesome did you get through life with
not
that?
Guess how many women. I love the little jokes. You wouldn't
see,
expect
I feel
it.
Bad that I have a bigger sex number than you, fat boy.
You shouldn't feel
I'm
bad.
I'm a slutty girl then.
I mean, look, you talk about drink water you went to school with, Ron Reich, a couple times at least.
I did not ever have sex with Ron Reich. Please.
Plus, you're twice his age.
Ron Reich? No, I'm not. He's older. Are we talking about the same person?
I don't even know the people you talk about.
Oh,
I just,
gosh. Well, he does. He knows boy, everything know. About everybody.
Like, if something happens, Paige and I, like, pass
please
away
write
on
the book.
A plane crash or something, go to Fat Boy Publishers. Right. He,
do
he
it. Knows everything.
I can't mention any of Matt's previous high school associates because we got threatened. But Paige's all day long. Mm-hmm. Plus, we just found out about drink water. The Australian swimmer.
He was very
it sounded
handsome.
Like such a made-up name, and
I
we looked it up, and there he was.
I
was
on him, yeah. though, and I wanted to play soccer so bad.
Mm, I bet.
I did.
He wanted to juggle your soccer ball.
You know, he wouldn't play tennis with me, and I would hit the ball against the garage out there. Please come outside, Tim. Give me some attention.
He's like, I'll let you hit a couple more if you want.
He did. He's like, oh, I see you out there playing a little tinny.
Oh, yeah, you want to come in here and hit some more?
Tinny.
They're about the same size.
Is that why we call them tinny shoes?
I don't know. Yeah. All right, so let's go back to the story because we just went off the rail.
You started talking about your sexual prowess.
No, I don't, because I have zero. People are like, you're just going to die that way.
Look at that. We're out of time.
I'm sorry.
Maybe quarterly we check in with Paige's sex life.
All right, so 61% of the people say that they're up for going out on their first date on Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to do it, if it makes you feel good, go for it. You think it's going to be something that's going to make you happy? Why not? Go out on a first date on Valentine's
Day. It could
be
a different little twist. You know, like, hey, this could work.
Yeah.
It's a fun little starting point, at least.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Really, they went out on Valentine's Day. They didn't have sex, but they found out that they were brother and sister.
Plus, no. Ladies, look at it this way. You don't want Valentine's Day to be your anniversary because you're screwing yourself out of an extra present.
That's true.
I mean, look at it from that point of view. So,
new movie called V-Day Surprise.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I'd watch
venereal
that.
Venereal disease.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right. Paige, that was... non-informative, but
yeah, it was, sorry, I'm going to get another email.
She wanted to give
week.
Him her heart, but he just wanted them guts.
When Harry met Sally, and it went awry. Right. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys.
There we go. All right. Thank you. Man, that was like so, like, Paige is like a, you got like a cord on your back. And
it really does.
And when it's pulled, you will just release information that is just... I mean, I've known you for years, and
we just don't know everything. It just comes out in little chunks.
You do a live Q&A next.
Sure.
And there's a lot of foul words sometimes that come out with it, too, so you just have to watch it. You know, you just filter the information that comes out.
Get the button ready.
Yeah. She'll cuss at me like we're in traffic.
Like, are we serious?
Like with a, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. That might be have something.
I'm going to leave the room immediately as we go to break because she's going to sit here and tell me all these things I can't ask.
She will. That might be after something you have to...
I'll answer as much as I can.
That's a caveat then.
It really is.
Okay, I'll be completely... I'll answer everything, truthfully.
Now you lied like hell because you looked up. Liars look up and they look to the left.
You ever scissored a woman?
With real scissors?
You know what that is? I was about to say, did you know what that is?
Neat.
You mean like rock, paper, scissors?
No.
What do you mean?
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot and do that.
I don't mind.
God, she wants this.
She really does. But, you know, it's tricky. What do you ask? What do you not ask? Territories you don't want to go into? I don't really know what to ask.
Do you know more information than I don't
know? There's so many things I've always wanted to know.
Okay.
But maybe this is the under the guise it could happen for, you know, show purposes. But it's like really stuff I've always wanted to know.
Oh, please ask me.
I feel like now's the, I think the environment now is the time to do it.
Yes.
It's more conducive to, not saying judging, but, you know, not rushing
along
either.
I'll never do that, by the way. Don't ask.
It could be informational.
No, I don't care. That's my new rule, too. I don't care.
Yeah, what? I've already humiliated myself for 20 years. So.
Plus, it ain't like it's going to ruin any chance she's going to have with a guy ever. Because
I have none.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, here we go with that.
As soon as somebody sees those big whoppers when she walks outside, then, you know, everything's going to be wiped away.
I know.
And she wears those leather pants where you see her ass in them.
You don't know if when I take off my bra, it's rocks and socks and they hit the ground. You don't know.
People love hangers. They don't
care. You don't know.
Over the shoulder boulder
holes. They go to my knees. You don't know.
God bless the information. Then absolutely we're doing
kidding.
It now.
Absolutely.
I'm kidding.
She's drinking some True Serum energy drinks this morning. My gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to hit this button.
All right, good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.